Bob Culver died on Sunday from liver cancer. He was the second Wicomico County executive to hold the position, and one that saw efforts to solve some of the differences between the county and the city of Salisbury. City Council President Jack Heath actually ran as an independent against Culver during Culver's re-election campaign. We talked with Heath about that experience and Culver's legacy.
We obviously, over our years, have not agreed on some of the topics. But the one thing you have to say about Bob, he was a tenacious guy, and once he got his mind set, he followed through and made whatever it was happen. And I admired him for that. Certainly some of the things that he's done, the baseball field for the kids with disabilities, is a great thing. Even though we were sometime at odds with each other, I think there was a mutual respect.
What do you think his legacy is going to be?
He really, really cared about the county, especially the rural sections of the county. I think he'll be remembered for that the most. And then his tenacity. Bob would stick with it until he accomplished what he needed to.
Do you think he improved relations between the county and the city council?
You know, it's funny because at times he did. And certainly in the last year or so, I think I saw a difference. I don't know what it was that started the whole rift between the two, but it developed over the years. And I think that was the one regret that I have, and I think that Bob was getting to that point. That too will be probably go down in history as one of the things that will be remembered for.
One of the last acts he did was to take down the sign for the Confederate General John Winder. Were you surprised at that? Is that one of the lasting things that you think he'll be remembered for?
It showed the human side of Bob. You know, there's the political side and then there's the human side. And he didn't have to do that. There was nothing to make him do that. But I think that it was something that he had to do for himself. And I'm glad he did. I think people were a little bit surprised by it, but you could see that when he was in the pictures, you could see that he generally enjoyed what he was doing that day. And I think he'll be remembered for that in a positive way.
Finally, is there any individual incident or encounter that you think symbolizes who he was on a personal level?
You know, when I ran against him, we had the debates. And I think in a lot of cases, we both had the same ideas, but we approached them from different ways. I can remember after the election was over and I had been defeated, I went into his office and I shook his hand and I congratulated him and I said, well, can we start over? And he goes, sure, let's start over. And I looked in his eyes and I know he meant it.
Salisbury City Council President Jack Heath. In our next segment, we talk with County Council member Josh Hastings, who noted Culver's legacy on the county executive position and the environment. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.